we work with the communities and we try to learn from them and help them to improvise their lives, their livelihoods, so that they can have better lives as individuals, as families and as communities. We've supported people with food assistance. We've supported people with household essential items like mosquito nets, soaps, related to hygiene as well. One critical part of our area, an interesting one, which I think, because we also have to move further from humanitarian and emergency. We have to support the recovery so that people can stand on their feet. That's where the crux should be, moving from relief to recovery. So we work with the communities to support their livelihoods. For example, in one of the areas in Southern Unity, one of our projects was around rebuilding or reviving the market. So we worked with the communities and we worked with the traders to improvise the market. And a large part of our work is around cash assistance, because we seriously believe that rather than giving items chosen by us, it's better to hand over people cash, because it's about their choice, it's about their lives, and it also supports the local economy, because people get some little purchasing power in their hands. And then our work on education is very interesting and part of my favorite one, because it's about young people, the future of this country. I would say even present, because 51% of South Sudanese are under the age of 18. So we work with the communities, we try to build schools with the community support, train teachers, engage with the families as well to send children to school, especially girls, and retain them in schools, not bring them out only after a few months. So I really think that the work with young people is of critical importance. Because everybody has been, I'm sure you've heard it from every single guest, that how critical and how dire the situation is. There is a lot of scope. Let's talk about that. That's what I would like to focus. There's a lot of scope. Look at this country, 51% people under the age of 18 years. That means their energy. They're young. They look at future. Look at the soil here. Nile crosses this river. It's fertile. We can grow coffee. We can grow gum. We can grow hibiscus tea. We can grow sorghum. We can grow beans. We can make honey. A lot can be done here. There's immense potential. And I would really think that we should further move from these difficult stories and actually make it more positive so that communities can be transformed. How about that?
Great. Now, it sounds like MESCOM is doing quite a lot, really, of activities, as you mentioned, from even giving food to humanitarian to helping in education and the rest. You mentioned a very important aspect, which is making the communities at least more of self-reliance than always waiting for humanitarian aids. Now, tell us on that aspect, what are you doing in trying to ensure that these communities at one point says, well, we don't even need any food no more. We have enough food. I mean, what is MESCOM's doing to help that?
So what you exactly said right now, William, that's our dream. We humanitarians and aid workers should be out of business. People should not be needing us anymore. So we've run various projects which are around recovering the market and building the market, because the economy of the small community, small, big, medium, depends on the market. The market needs to remain functional. How will the market remain functional? There are many things, but in most simple language, people need to be able to have money to buy, and they should be willing to buy. Then the market should have what people want to buy, most simply. So in one of our projects, we were providing cash assistance to people, communities, so that they can purchase, and also training them on a saving scheme. On the other hand, we were supporting traders with some cash and training so that they can restock their items. They can travel to the other city and restock. So we are supporting the demand in the community for the items and supporting the supply while working with the traders. And it's really, we've had some successes really around market revivals, and there have been various studies on it. Then we would work with groups of young people, groups of women, give them basic numeracy, literacy and basic business skills, oftentimes give them small startup grants. And there have been some very positive stories where women have set up their small businesses. It can be as small as running a tea shop or a little grocery store in their village.
Fantastic and fascinating indeed. Now let's look at the crisis, of course, started, and we have internally displaced people. We have people who are lacking in their communities. Now, for now, where are you putting your priorities?
Right now, because the risk of severe food shortage is very big, And so a big chunk of our focus is on trying to not let people slip into hunger catastrophe. That's one of our biggest focuses. And the other focus is, because I think now it's still better, but after July there was cholera outbreak in Juba, so we quickly designed an emergency responses on those outskirts and areas which are not served, and a large chunk of our focus was on cholera response and hygiene promotion. And I would say it is currently, and it will remain, is our focus on building on livelihoods and recovering the market, which basically includes training young people, women and communities around livelihood options and some skills. And what we train people on, it is chosen by people. So in some areas, some people said they want to learn blacksmithing. Mm-hmm. So we facilitate that. In some areas, people say, I would probably like to learn computers. But the only thing which we do additional here is we ask the communities what you think would be most useful. However, before finalizing the topic between the community and us, we also find out, is it needed in the market? Mm-hmm. Because, for example, I might want to learn a skill now. However, the market doesn't need it. So it's probably good for my creativity, but it will not help me build my family. So we work on both those fronts. So this is our priority, again, for the reason which I mentioned, that we have to move from relief to recovery.